Well, hey everyone. This is the Audio Experience Royal Rumble edition. We're actually previewing a pay-per-view of any sort, let alone a major one, before the actual pay-per-view for a change. Since we always handle the preview editions, I'm Jeremy, and if you follow us long enough, you know Kevin's waiting for me to say hello, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
So there.
And, yeah, well, and I think I mentioned in my blog there, like, it was one of those things, like, I literally had forgotten that I could, since I actually have some money.
Yeah.
That I could actually pay for a pay-per-view. I'm like, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck, why don't I just pay for this thing and watch it on Sunday?
Yeah, until you go to the order screen and you look at how much they actually are now. And you're like, fuck that, I don't need to order this thing. So,
yeah, I don't know. Is this a $50 one, or is that just...
I don't know.
Is it only going to be $45 or something?
Well, let me look that up while we're talking.
Okay.
But that was funny when you said that, because this is the only time of year that I'll go out of my way to order. I don't even bother ordering WrestleMania anymore. Well, last year I did. But we're usually there, so it's like, what the hell's the point of that? I'll just buy the DVD for cheaper.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I can buy a box set Blu-ray for cheaper than that. But it's cool. I mean, in WWE's defense, for a change, they do something really cool. If you order a Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, and WrestleMania, you get a discount on it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, and I know it's just a way to rope you in, of course, but it's still, you know, if you're one of those people who orders all of them anyways, that's pretty badass. So,
yeah, no, that's a pretty solid deal. I was like, oh, shit, too bad I'm not going to be here for WrestleMania.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that's what...
too bad I'm going to be sitting in the stands.
Yeah, what airline are you flying anyways for WrestleMania, since we're...
U.S. Airways.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yep, it was the cheapest one.
Yeah, I can't remember what Eric's flying. I think Delta or United, if they even exist. So,
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, here we go. Royal Rumble Live. I'm just trying to get a price. $44.95 in HD through DirecTV. So,
okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. It's $54.95 in HD. Jesus Christ. Wow.
Yeah, let's...
Well, the local bar is carrying the Royal Rumble Sunday, so maybe my plans will change. But now we have to go out for my mom's birthday, I remember, so that's not going to happen. So I'm out $55. Fuck. Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't... Huh. I'm just looking at my pay-per-view thing, and it's, let's see here. Yeah, it says $44.99, but it doesn't say whether it's HD or not.
Yeah, I wonder if, let me see what DirecTV standard definition is, let's see. I'm just curious how much, $44.95 standard def, so you may be, unless it's different for cable providers compared to satellite provider, you know.
There's a, what is this, Missy Hyatt, from 7 to 8 p.m. on Sunday, and right after that, Euro MILFs.
Wait a minute, Missy Hyatt?
Yep.
Hey, link me to that. I want to take a look at that.
No, it's just... It says sports miscellaneous. It doesn't say anything more than that. It has no information on it whatsoever.
Oh. All right, well, I'm looking that up then.
Yeah, so... it doesn't look like I have an HD option for my pay-per-views.
Oh, all right.
Oh, is that going to fucking blow?
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Anything not in HD now can just suck my dick.
Yes. Yeah, of course it can. Well, but I don't know. I don't know. Will that compare? I don't know. HD may
it's
not
tough.
Be all. HD may not be all it's cracked up to be when you have a 19-inch TV and a VCR hooked up to it. So.
No.
It could be better. It could be better on a 19-inch tube TV. I'm not sure. But as long as your couch is comfortable, you know, watching your 19-inch TV from across the room has got to be beneficial. So,
Well, maybe Russell Simmons will give that person money to buy a new TV with. So.
It's good to have inside jokes again. but, all right, well, let's quit dicking around. Let's get into the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
The actual pay-per-view, because we got shit to do. We actually both have things to do tonight. In the interest of disclosure, we're recording this before Friday's SmackDown. We'll be up front with you, but we already read the spoilers, so there you go.
Yeah, and speaking of that, it was a little thing that I shut up about before Jeremy and I started recording here, is that I happen to be going to a SmackDown 2 weeks out from WrestleMania is here in Columbus. And, wow, I'm glad I'm going to that because there might still be a small development going on because I think there is some stuff going on in SmackDown last week. This week, it is just absolute shit. It's just like, okay, yep, we're getting ready for the pay-per-view. We can't really do too much to hype this because, well, and maybe it's worse with the Rumble because, well... As we'll show here, there are only three matches in the Rumble itself.
Yeah.
So that also might be part of the reason why both Raw, to me, and SmackDown, as the way it reads, just were garbage.
Yeah. Well, I guess with the SmackDown part, what they did was they effectively knocked out Kofi Kingston as winning the Battle Royal.
Oh. Yeah.
You know Big Show's not going to win now. The only really interesting development coming out of SmackDown coming into the Royal Rumble is you've got two weird championship matches, which has been the normal course for the Royal Rumble pay-per-view lately, which is fine. I mean, we've talked about that before where they get to be experimental for a change.
Yeah.
You know, we had Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton. You had John Cena versus Edge before Edge became, you know, Edge. Who is it? JBL versus Chris Jericho? Wasn't that one of them? I don't think it was a championship match, but it was just one of those weird matches. You were like, okay, this is, you know, not something you were expecting at least. So.
Yeah, no, but they really just felt like not concentrating on matches at all this year. The Royal Rumble, so we're like, hey, let's throw in 10 extra people in here.
Then
can completely... be really lazy with their booking.
Yeah. Well, there's that, definitely. Well, but, I mean, what undercard feuds could they have put on the Royal Rumble pay-per-view?
Well, I can think of two easy dumb matches that they could throw on there.
Okay, which
would
one?
Be U.S. and what's the Intercontinental title matches? You know, just throwaway matches and... You know, you end up having Kofi and Daniel Bryan on there. Give them 10 minutes or something like that. Whatever.
But who would they face?
Because
Daniel Bryan and Ted DiBiase is nothing. I mean, that's a nothing feud. So you can't have that.
It's less than nothing.
Yeah. It's like one of the. They want you to forget it even exists, actually. That's what it seems.
Yeah, it's, I mean, as much as I've made fun of those titles for being non-existent, it actually seems like they're down lower in my eyes than they were before, mm-hmm. which I didn't think was possible, honestly.
Mm-hmm. But even then, in the Intercontinental part, who would Kofi fight?
I guess he has beaten Swagger God knows how many times.
Oh, yeah. Right, duh.
He's beaten McIntyre God knows how many times at this point. Like, yeah, he's almost got nobody unless someone from the core took him on.
That was going to be my suggestion, was to have Wade Barrett, you know, go at Kofi Kingston saying, you know, I understand we got to earn our spot around here and, you know, so he goes, we're going to take this gold off you. You know, just something that, I mean, as ridiculous and just meaningless as that is, at least it's something. And it's a match where you're like, well, anyone could win this one.
Yeah, but, and it's another one of those ones where there was a minor revival of the Intercontinental title when Jericho held it not all that long ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they want you to make it seem like the Intercontinental title is important, but it's not. I mean...
Yeah, because everyone keeps on saying, oh, this guy, and this guy all held it, and
right.
half of them won the world title, and it's just like, okay, great.
Good for you.
You know?
Okay.
You know, I guess they might end up holding the world title later, but I'm not really going to count on it.
Yeah. Well, if you look at it, Jack Swagger already did, and they aborted that really fast.
I didn't think he got any less time than any of the recent first-time champions that won it with the Money in the Bank, though. What, he got 2-3 months as champ?
Yeah, but CM Punk won his and beat Jeff Hardy, I mean, I know that was like a CM Punk-making thing, but Punk stayed relevant for a long time with and without the belt. Swagger, as soon as he lost it, that was it, really. They tried and tried, but...
Yeah, no, I guess that's... I guess I was clarifying
okay.
That difference there.
Yeah.
Trying to.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to think on Raw who Daniel Bryan could fight. Or, I'm sorry, wrestle, whatever.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't feel like looking at a roster. They hadn't done any work to do that. But,
right.
You know, they're kind of good at throwing these random matches on. Oh, you know, they could always throw in a tag title match if they really want to, since who beat those hose bags?
They could add that, actually.
The new Nexus.
In an actual team, though. I've always thought McGillicuddy and Harris were a good team. And my reasoning for or my criteria for a good team is they've been together. They came in to Nexus as a team. You know, they've kind of always...
They were on NXT together.
Yeah.
It was actually televised.
Yeah. And then even in like backstage segments, it always seems to be the two of them, you know?
Yeah, and so, like the other guy, yeah, it was like him and McGillicuddy were together, Harris and McGillicuddy were together, and you saw Slater and, what's his name, Gabriel on the
right.
other side, and Barrett was in the middle.
Exactly, yeah. So that's why to me that always seemed to be, you know, that's why I always thought that was a decent pairing, as awkward as it seemed at first, but...
Yeah, plus, I mean, it helps you to limit them being exposed in the ring if you have them work as a tag team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess they could add that and still have them in the Royal Rumble match, too. So,
yeah.
You know. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the matches, I guess. Let's start with the matches. All right, let's just start. Let's get this out of the way. There's a Divas Championship match, Natalya versus Lay Cool, and it's a 2-on-1 handicap match. All stemming from Monday when they said they want their title back. And I don't know, man. It's hard to care. you know.
Yeah, no, it really is. They seem to have at least given them, let's say 2 more minutes onto their matches, considering that they were only two minutes to start with.
Yeah.
And so it seems like they're trying to do something a little bit more with them. But, Fatty, Natty, and, I said it in my blog, but I'll say it again. Like, seriously, like, what grown person that is built like a goddamn tank? Yeah, whatever. Natalia's a little bit wider than fucking Stickpole McGee and Miss Hottie Pants Layla L. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is not fat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm disappointed is so fucking ridiculous. Like... Yeah, it kind of goes back, and it's been ages. Like, everything is always petty with the Divas. Like, they just can't not like each other or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's always got to be, you don't put on the right makeup, or... Can't they just dislike each other and want to kick someone's ass?
Well, but that really that speaks to everybody, really. They always... they always have to build in some fake issue. So, but I mean, I get what you're saying with them. It's like, that's all they ever say. There's nothing, yeah. I mean,
it's like, at least with the guys, you kind of get type of variation of the issue. Mm-hmm. Like, it just seems like it's always basically the same issue with the women.
Yeah, oh, well, it's because they only, the only feuds, if you really think about this, the only feuds they have are centered around Laycool for the women.
Oh.
If you, I mean, honestly, go back and look. Mickey James, Natalya now, they had Eve.
Beth Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean, everything centers around them. So it's just, it's a, just wash and repeat. Is that how that saying goes?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's the same feud, just replaceable parts. So,
well, not really replaceable, since it's only the face that is getting replaced all the time.
Well, yeah, good call, good call. but yeah, man, I just don't know. I think that's the whole issue with that, is that it's just those two, and
yeah, and they really just shit on Melina on Monday. Good Lord.
I think
they finally realized that she's terrible, and I'm like, oh my Lord, it really took you this long?
I mean, it's pretty impressive. I mean, that was impressive as sharpshooter, even though, and this is me being real picky, her shoulders were down, so...
No, her left shoulder was off the mat. Sorry.
So anyways... It's the same damn feud with a different person. I get the feeling Natalya's going to win this. I'm sorry. Natalya's going to lose, and we're going to have even more time with them bitching.
Oh, yeah. Because that's the other thing, too, is that even when they end up winning, they still feel the need to pick on the person that they picked on to win the title because they haven't picked on them enough or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I beat you, Piggy James, so I'm going to pick on you now and extend this feud. It's just like, no, you won the title. Get the fuck away from them.
Yeah, it's like, the feud's over. You win. And that's, wow. But part of me, they haven't had a lot of surprises on pay-per-views lately. So part of me is kind of hoping, and this is just a fanboy thing, that this is where Awesome Kong shows up, since she apparently signed with him.
Oh. Hey,
and I don't.
This would be the time to have somebody show up.
Yeah, I mean, in my own like fantasy booking sort of thing, you could have Beth Phoenix come down to even the odds, but then have Awesome Kong come down and, you know, tip the scales in, you know, in the nefarious tipping the scales sort of way, to give Laycool the advantage, and then she works as their bodyguard. Which is where I think they're going to have to put her in as someone's bodyguard, or give her a spokesperson, at least.
Yeah, no, that's one of those ones where, I mean, she's a really good wrestler, but, you know, you end up getting stuck in Big Show territory with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is kind of limited because she is so much larger than the other women. Like,
yeah.
It would be interesting to see her and Beth Phoenix. Like, I think Beth Phoenix is the only person that, you know, would really be able to compete physically that you wouldn't think, get the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah. Well, her and Gail Kim had those really good matches in TNA. So, and they suddenly introduced Gail Kim again. You know, I mean, there's those wishful, that's, I guess it's one of those wishful thinking moments.
Oh, yeah, no,
so.
They could, it's just like anything else, they could book a decent women's division, but they choose not to, just like they could book a good tag team division, but they choose not to.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm with you. All right, so that's entirely too much time on that match.
we have one out of the three matches down.
Yeah, that's true. all right, so let's go with SmackDown heavyweight championship match. This is one of those goofy matches, to be honest. The goofiest match on this card to me. Dolph Ziggler taking on Edge for the World Heavyweight Championship. Most of the heat for Dolph to me only comes from Vicky Guerrero. If Vicky wasn't there, I still think there'd be crickets for Dolph.
I don't know if there... Well, there would probably be crickets because having her gives you... it's not even a crutch. It's several crutches and a cart just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it really kind of stunts your growth. Like, yeah, it helps the crowd sound like they really don't like, whether it was Edge or, Ziggler now, or even that fucking gay wad that was on for all of a month. Can't even think of that Puerto Rican's name. But anywho.
Oh, God. Go ahead. I had it, and I just lost it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, it kind of sucks because it really does kind of, like I said, limit what you can do, I guess, in a way, or what you can talk. Like, she's the mouthpiece. Like, it has been nice that he's been on mic the last couple of weeks for play-by-play to actually get himself over. But they really haven't given him much of a shot in that department.
Yeah, and I think going back to the part on the mic, he hasn't been overly impressive on the mic, but he hasn't been a disaster either, which is nice. Which is
solid
footing. So
I think that's another thing I noted on Monday. Like, he hasn't been great. He hasn't been just a train wreck either.
Yeah, and as bad as his, not as average or safe, I think that's better. As safe as his mic work has been, his in-ring performance, though, I think has helped him a lot.
I think that all goes back to, I've been harping on it for a while, is that they kept on giving him long matches.
Yeah.
Like, they obviously saw something, no matter what it was. Like, he was in 10, 15-minute matches. For what? It's been well over a year, like, ever since he started feuding with Ray, before Ray's whatever injury ago it was.
Yeah.
I think it was a couple injuries ago. Like, they have been giving him some long-ass matches, so they obviously believe in him in the ring. It's just the mic work that seems to need some help.
Yeah, and I still say that his name is going to hinder him, though. It's just... That's why I guess I was so impressed that they gave Mason Ryan. That's actually a decent name. I was really surprised.
Oh, yeah, that's a solid name. I like
Yeah.
That.
But, yeah, Dolph Ziggler has just never grown on me. And
it shouldn't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but how many years has it been? It should, actually.
I guess I don't think it should grow on you because I don't know anybody named Dolph. Like, I know that I hear weird, like, I have a friend whose name is Katie Ziggler. So, whatever. You know, it's spelled differently, but, you know, I can see having some funky last name, but, like, why'd you give him some Russian name? Like, Dolph Lundgren is the only other Dolph that I can think of. You know, I have not met one in any walk of life.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know.
But, I mean, then there's also the Ziggler part, so...
Well, like I said, I know the friend that has the name, so it's not completely weird. But, yeah, I mean, they go so generic sometimes, I guess you don't think... Or, do I want to say generic?
Poor. I mean...
Yeah, like, I'm just trying to think of, like, you know... Del Rio just kind of seems semi-common to me.
Because
it's like the Rio Grande. I guess it just kind of makes me think of stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There are so many. Orton is just, that's a family name, so it doesn't count. I'm trying to think of people with last names.
I mean, there's Kofi Kingston.
Yeah.
Jack Swagger. But Swagger, at least, I mean, as goofy as that last name is, at least it... It's a show business name.
Yeah.
Now, I know someone can make an argument Ziggler's a show business name, but it seems like a put-upon name. And why are we talking about this? I just realized this. We talk about this every time we talk about Dolph Ziggler.
Really?
Yes. Every time we mention his name, we go into his name. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm the one that brings it up every time, so it's my fault. But
okay. No, I didn't ever remember talking about it before, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to the match itself. I like that this is on a pay-per-view because they need to get guys moved up into a bigger spotlight, but not put the full spotlight on them. And this is one of those pay-per-views that's made for this. I mean, absolutely made for that. Because no one buys the Royal Rumble pay-per-view for the actual, like, undercard matches.
Right.
I mean, they sell it as the Royal Rumble. It's advertised. I mean, everything's Royal Rumble, Royal Rumble. And then, oh, there's these championship matches. So it gives you a sense that, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah. And, I mean, it'll work out because there's no way that they're going to give him the title just for a month. They're not going to give Ziggler the title just for a month.
Right.
But if he has a good showing, I would put money on him winning the Money in the Bank at WrestleMania.
Hmm.
Like if they really like his showing, I don't know. To me, he would be the front runner for Money in the Bank.
You know, I'll say yes unless they come up with some sort of feud for Alberto Del Rio so that he's not in the Money in the Bank match.
Oh, yeah, he's another good choice for that. But yep, okay.
Yeah, so I think it's clear a heel wins. But, I mean, they got to – it's weird because you don't get a sense of any sort of feuds going into WrestleMania, and usually Royal Rumble's where it starts. You've already got, like, a somewhat of an idea what's going on. But as far as this match goes, I agree with you. I don't see Ziggler winning. I don't see him winning it for a month. But the way they ended SmackDown with Edge constantly spearing him, pinning him in the match, they've given you, like, that red herring. Because remember, they love, you know, doing the even Steven thing. So if you look bad on SmackDown the day before, you're going to look bad on SmackDown. Or you're going to look bad on the pay-per-view. Or look good on the pay-per-view.
Right.
So it kind of gives you a little bit of pause. I'm sure their audience doesn't realize that. I mean, obviously, we're way older than the audience they go for now. So to me, that's why I'm kind of hoping, you know, what a shock it would be if he did. And it's funny because the way he was talking up Edge, I think it was on Raw, he was talking about Edge.
Yeah.
They were making Edge out to be this seasoned veteran. And he is. He's been around a while.
Yeah,
but it just makes you, like, step back and go, wait a second, really?
Yeah, no, I think maybe since Edge came back this last time, they started mentioning, like, how many title reigns he's had, and I'm like, Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, seriously? And then I'm like, yeah, I guess we were watching him when we were up at school when he first broke in, so, mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess this makes some sense. It's been, like, 12 years.
Oh, it's been longer than that, hasn't it?
Well,
97, so 14?
14, okay.
Yeah, 96, 97, because remember, he came in as the Raven ripoff, essentially. That's what it looked like, at least, at the time. So, yeah, I mean, I mean, you sit back and think about that, and it's like, wow, he's really been around a while, and yeah, I mean, I bitch about John Cena, and I'm like, God, he's been around forever. And he's only been around since 2003.
Seriously?
Yeah. Or maybe 2004. I'm too lazy to type it up and look. But
yeah, well, maybe it's just because Edge has gone through phases that you don't think about it, you know? I mean,
yeah.
They actually had a tag team division when he came in. He was a singles wrestler. He's kind of gone between face and heel.
Right. And he's also taken time off for injury. So he was gone. I'm saying that time he's been gone 3 years at least.
Oh, yeah. I mean, was gone for the neck surgery for a year. So there's an easy year off.
And then torn pectoral, torn this, ripped this, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just funny they position him as a veteran and Dolph is up and coming when Dolph's been around 3-4 years or 5 years maybe. Remember, he was part of the Spirit Squad.
Yeah, but he did take a pretty solid drop off for a year or two there yeah. before they brought him back.
Right. But, no, I mean, I agree with you. I think Edge wins. I hope they give this time. And I think it goes back to what you were saying about how the length of Dolph's matches.
Yeah, like, I'd be surprised if this isn't around the 15-minute area. It might be a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
I doubt it'd be much longer than that. Because, I don't know, have they announced... And I mean, I know this is jumping ahead a little bit, but have they said what the timing's going to be or what it's quote unquote supposed to be?
I think they said 90. I think they said 90 seconds.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I didn't remember hearing one way or the other.
So is that, but you know how that works. It's 90 seconds when they want it to be 90 seconds. So it's like a guy comes up, all of a sudden another guy comes like, wait, it's been like 15 seconds. What's going on? And it's been 10 minutes and no one's come out. So, yeah.
That'd almost be fun if I'm really ambitious on Sunday to start timing out when people come out.
Yeah. Now, I was enjoying... I totally forgot what I was going to say. Oh, well. I seriously totally blanked. Like, I would just look around the room like, what am I doing in here? That's always fun. It's always fun when your body and mind resets on you. I'm hoping that this is an enjoyable match, and you know Ziggler can show something different to show like and as you said, make him the front runner for the Money in the Bank match. You know. It would be nice because it's. I know they keep saying they're in a youth movement, but the youth movement's not being served right now. Everyone's just kind of stationary while the veterans, the established guys, and yes, you've got The Miz as champion. I understand that. but he won it from Randy Orton, who won it from John... No, who did he win it from? John Cena? No.
No.
God damn, what the hell was it?
I don't know. Why am I, I'm blanking on who he beat, too. Shows you
either our attention span or our lack of caring.
Yeah, I think it's lack of caring.
It wasn't Chris Jericho, was it? No.
I was almost going to suggest that, but I'm like, that doesn't seem right.
Well, anyways, but it was from an established guy. It wasn't from anybody, you know, top of the rung, so.
Right.
Yeah, so it'd be nice just to make them... have to make this matter, you know. We'll see. Obviously.
Oh, that's what that idiot's name is.
What's that?
Scott Stanford.
Who the hell's he?
Oh, the announcer for Superstars.
Oh. Whatever.
Yeah.
As I've told you, I don't watch that show, so.
Enough.
So, all right, let's get into the next match, Miz and Randy Orton.
Yep.
I don't know which way to go on this one.
Yeah, I mean, they can really, if they want to, they can hold the Miz out another month and let him lose at the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Or they can have him, just lose here and have Randy Orton retain and get into some specific feud at the Chamber. You know, I think that's the one thing that's tough is that they do allow themselves a lot of leeway for the next pay-per-view if anything goes awry.
I don't know. It just seems, and I keep thinking Randy Orton wins because I can't see them. And Eric's mentioned this. I can't see them having Miz in a title match at WrestleMania yet.
Oh, yeah, no, I would be shocked. Like I said, I think that they could have it, you know, roll in, you know, if Miz loses, or if Miz wins, you know, whoever Orton ends up feuding with somehow gets screwed over in the Elimination Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Orton gets the title, and everything's cool.
Yeah, but I guess that goes back to the old school fan that I want to see a longer title reign going into WrestleMania. And I know they've made it, you know, like Chris Jericho was champion last year going into it. Only because Shawn Michaels cost Undertaker the match at the Elimination Chamber. So that's why I kind of see Edge keeping the belt. I can see Orton winning, and then establishing those two as going on and winning, and keeping the title going all the way through. And I know it's a risky proposition to have that going into the Elimination Chamber, having both your champions walk out with the belts. But I think it would be interesting. It would get, it would establish these two as having, but establishing the fact that these guys are champions, and to get the title off of them is going to be something very special, you know, something unheard of, if you want to put it in such dramatic terms.
I mean, the odds are never as truly stacked against the champion as they make them out to seem. So.
Right. So we'll see, but yeah, I expect a long match in this. I'm expecting 20 minutes actually.
That'll be interesting because I mean, of all the highlights that we've talked about with Ziggler, which was the in-ring work.
Mm-hmm.
The Miz, even though I think he's been better, I'm not sure he's been in as many long matches as Ziggler's been in. But he obviously has a strong suit for talking.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just thinking, after I said I expect a 20-minute match of this, if you go 20 minutes, 20 minutes, and 10 for the Divas match, that's 1 hour. And I mean, intermixing entrances, whatever else. What the hell? You can't have. Well, I mean, I guess you could have an hour and a half Royal Rumble match.
Yeah, with 40 people, I can't say I did the math.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they can work in different skits and all that to get it to like a 2.5 hour, almost 3 hour mark. But I'm just thinking, wow. So maybe Dolph and Edge will go longer.
Yeah, because sure as hell that Divas match is not going over 10 minutes. If that goes
over
10 minutes, that shit a duck.
Yeah. But, I always overcompensate on match times, but you know they always go to 2 hours and 45 minutes. Very rarely do they go all the way, not all the way, but to like the 2 hours and 50-minute mark or 2:55.
Yeah. Well, and I just did the math real quick. Mm-hmm. If they do everyone literally every 90 seconds, the last person will get in there at the 57-minute mark.
All right. Well, we know that ain't happening. So, yeah.
You know, they have a lot of time for matches if they want to, and it's... That match isn't going to end, you know, the Rumble does not end just, you know, as soon as that 40th person comes in.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But then you're going to have 30 minutes extra?
Yeah.
Going by your math, it'd be over 36 minutes, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it seems like a lot of, that seems like a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing we're not allowing for is the fact that, you know, SmackDown was taped and they add video features afterwards. So it is possible that they can make a match another match. And I know we talked about it earlier, but with a tag team match possibly. So and I think that'd be good filler. Put another 5-10 minutes out there. 10 minutes preferably since it's a championship match, but, you know, whatever. But from that, let's get into the Rumble match itself.
Okay. It actually does not say the timing on here.
Why would it? You could barely find the goddamn match selection, so you expect them to have all that stuff? Come on.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, you only had to hit a link like 4 different times.
Dude, it's right here. It's right in here. Every 90 seconds, one of the 40 elite ring warriors with randomly drawn Rumble entry numbers joins the fray.
Oh, where the fuck am I missing that? Well, okay. And I did, Oh, yeah, fuck me. Yeah, no, okay. Well, then, yeah, because I minus out the two get in there first, so it's 38 times 90 divided by 60. We got 57 minutes. So, yeah, no, that seems like an awful lot of time. And, yeah, they're going to, they'll do, wow. And that's weird. Are they going to have one of the title matches as a curtain jerker?
You go, yeah, they...
Like, you cannot start the women... You cannot start the pay-per-view match out is with the women.
I mean, I guess you could if you wanted, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. You can. Anything is possible, but seriously.
Well, that's why it wouldn't surprise me if the... if there is a tag team match added. Because that was such a weird throwaway thing on Raw. Having... Nexus beat them, and they have no follow-up whatsoever.
Yeah, because I was sitting there, I'm like, there's no way in hell that McGillicuddy and Harris are winning the titles.
Right. So, I mean, I could see that, but with no build-up or anything, so I just thought it'd be, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that would be a perfectly fine match to have no build-up to, and yeah. To slide in an extra 10 minutes or something like that. Because, yeah, I mean, they'll have little skits for each of the title matches. They'll preview them a little bit and do a little 5-minute intro or something. But that's still not going to fill up enough time.
Oh,
and, you know, you don't really have any ring entrances per se for the Royal Rumble, you know. I mean, they're coming down, so, yeah, there's an entrance. But it doesn't take away time from the match like it normally would in a regular match.
Yeah. But, all right, now we got all the logistics of their fake math out of the way. how you see this playing out? Let's just get into winter, and from there we can just talk about whatever we think surprises are gonna come of it.
Honestly, I can't think of anyone as a winner. You know, like, to me, there doesn't seem like there's anybody clear-cut unless it's someone that comes back. But even then, it'd be kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, as much as they're pushing Morrison right now, I can't see him getting a title match and winning at WrestleMania. Like, I mean, unless they're that behind him. But, wow, that would surprise me.
Yeah.
Sheamus, if Triple H, I guess I could see Sheamus winning if Triple H is not coming back for WrestleMania. Although all indicators seem to point that he is coming back for it.
Yeah, and but even if he does come back, I don't see Triple H winning. I don't think it's gonna be one of those goofy, hey, I'm coming in just to take this one guy out sort of things. I wouldn't be surprised if Triple H came in the middle of the match, and then Sheamus got introduced a little bit later, because they have to finish that feud, don't they? I mean, I guess we're being presumptuous. So I guess first question is, they have to finish that feud, don't they?
Well, especially with Sheamus becoming king, like...
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, ugh. I mean, doesn't that just scream, hey, we're really trying to top this thing off? Of course, that also puts Sheamus in the completely unenviable position of, losing almost all of his major high-profile matches recently.
Yeah. So, I mean, as much as people want to hate on Triple H, I can totally understand him coming back, having a match with Sheamus, and beating him. I mean, I think that's perfectly understandable. He's been out almost a year.
Oh, what? Did he wrestled at WrestleMania and has been gone since then?
He wrestled at WrestleMania, then, what is it, Backlash was the pay-per-view after, and that's it. He hasn't been back since April of last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 months off, I think you can more than let it slide if he wants to win his next match back.
Yeah, I have no problem with that
WrestleMania
anymore. Yeah, especially when you gave that guy, and they've capitalized on it because they repeatedly say, you know, I ended Triple H's career. They keep his name out there. So,
yeah.
I mean, Triple H gave him the rub and is allowing him to, you know. And it's funny because, they don't even hint that he's, I mean, they really haven't hinted at all on TV he's coming back. They've made a point of saying his career's over. Just, you know, and with Shawn Michaels ending his career and being gone, it's given it some credence to where it's like, well, wait a minute, he's actually gone. And he, you know.
Yeah. And even the one chance that they had to put him on TV when Stephanie did the whole dream thing, they kept him off of TV.
Yeah. Although that was, I still, to this day, I was thinking about that the other day. That was still funny. When she goes, my dad's in a coma, right? Yeah, he's basically brain dead. So.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as...
It was pretty funny.
Well, I mean, but they've been busy trying to make a new front office for the future of the WWE. I mean, did you read that interview about Triple H? They were talking about how Stephanie wants to have 5 kids. So, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my Lord. She wants to be a baby factory.
Yeah. Huh? She's spitting out a front office for WWE, basically.
Well, and I couldn't believe it, too. Like, when they're like, oh, Triple H and Steph pick a name for their third daughter. I'm just like, oh, my Lord, that poor fucker has 3 daughters now?
Yeah, can you imagine? And you know he's like, fuck, 1 kid, 1 boy, just 1, please. Yeah, so.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, she's got to be fertile as fuck, too. I mean, it seems like she's pregnant every 9 months. So,
yeah, they are not having any problems with having kids, that's for sure.
Good for him, too. So, but anyways, but yeah, I don't see Triple I see Triple H coming back. I don't see him winning. One of those sort of things. So,
yeah, Cena just I guess he's an option.
I think all signs are pointing to Cena winning this.
Yeah, so. Edge is in a title match, so, you know, he should get the title one way or the other, or keep the title. CM Punk would be kind of weird.
I don't think the time's right for him, so I really don't.
It always seems like they want to do a baby face so that people are excited about it, you know, about him going in. And, wow, I see no one else on the Raw roster that is remotely enticing.
Yeah.
Outside of Cena. And let's see, SmackDown roster. Del Rio.
Del Rio, I can see winning, actually. I can see that. They've been pushing him hard, so.
Yeah. Wow, they still have Joey Mercury listed on the roster.
Really? I mean, he is part of the company, I guess, so.
Yeah. No. And Undertaker sounds like he's barely going to be ready for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
More or less, even getting him in there long enough to like have him chuck someone over the top rope.
Right. Now, I'm not expecting Undertaker to show up. That's one of those. I don't expect him to be there.
Ray's not going to do it again. Kane, he had his title reign. He's fucked.
Yeah.
Wade Barrett, I kind of like the idea, but that seems way too early for him to get it.
Right. I mean, I think one of the themes is next year, I think there may be plenty of names you can say, I can see that. Yep. It's a weird transition year. To me, that's what this seems like. This is a transition year.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, you said it at the top, that youth is being served, but they're kind of sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you can't have, no one's really gotten a chance to be clear cut better than someone else, really.
Yeah.
I really do. I have a hard time thinking that someone other than Cena, and I can't see them bringing somebody back that would get the title shot.
No.
Because Jericho has denied doing anything with them for quite some time.
Yeah, but I'm glad you brought that up, because he's done that before and then showed up.
You know, he's a guy, you know, as far as people showing up, like, I can't think of anyone outside of him. Batista.
I would love to see him come back, but it ain't going to happen. So
like any options really for winning, they almost had to bring them, you know, bring somebody back. You know what I mean? Like, outside of Cena, is Cena and Del Rio are the only two that I really see. What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. Have you ever seen, I'm glad we don't have too many people that listen to these because they can really alienate people, but have you ever seen those Foundation for a Better Life commercials where they've got the retarded girl that's the prom queen or homecoming queen, the guy sitting at the bar after one fight with his wife, and he's talking to the magical black bartender, and he's like, something got you troubled, son, or something. He's like, I wish I had that. Like, the family picture of everyone nice. Like, this cocksucker doesn't understand you're going to fight with your wife or girlfriend, whatever. So, what kind of fucking idiot are you? Well, they brought back an old one. And it's all these kids getting in their soapbox derby cars.
Uh-huh.
So, they go and grab the kid that's in a wheelchair and put him in one of the soapbox derby cars. And I just couldn't stop laughing. I understand the point of these commercials, but that is dangerous for the kid. If you put a guy who can't walk in a soapbox derby car and roll it downhill, that's just dangerous. And you're asking for more trouble for the kid.
Safer than just rolling his wheelchair down the hill?
Yeah, at least he's in a seatbelt in his wheelchair. I mean, oh, God. I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with wrestling, but I laugh every time I see it, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm neither here nor there with that one.
Wait till
I'll
try and find it, and maybe it'll give you some perspective on it, but.
It's kind of like the creepy Snickers commercial that everyone keeps on talking about at work.
Which one's that one?
I don't know, the Snicker Bites or something
like
that.
Oh, the sharks?
Yeah, the sharks.
Yeah. They've got two great white sharks sitting in chairs going, oh, he tasted like Snickers. Oh, they tasted like Snickers. Like, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, no, that is how little live programming I watch. I have not seen that commercial.
Oh, no, this is stuff I see at the gym. Oh, no, this is stuff on the gym. So.
Oh, like, yeah. I put my head down and stop watching the TV when I see commercials pop up.
Well, yeah. But, all right. So, anyways, let's get back to that. One of the other guys I think will come back is going to be Evan Bourne to add some life to it.
Oh, yeah, but there's I saw him on the list, but there's not a chance in hell he's winning it.
No, oh, no, God, no. No, I think my pick is a safe one. It's either Del Rio or it's John Cena. I'm going safe on these.
I looked through the rosters. There is shit there. Just shit.
Yeah. I would like to see Batista come back, but I'll tell you what, dude, that Mason Ryan, that dude looks like, he looks like the real deal. And I really liked Eric's blog about, you know what, make him an instant star now. So, he was going toe-to-toe with Ezekiel Jackson, who, by the way, where the fuck is he from? I didn't know he had an accent.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, it was from, the Caribbean? Not Caribbean, I'm an idiot. New Orleans or something? Is that Creole? I mean, he had an accent, which I never picked up on before. So,
let's see here.
But no, I mean, I was talking to Eric about the blog before he wrote it. I was like, none of that's ever going to happen. But just looking at him in the ring, he's a big man, obviously. So maybe that's part of it, but he does not carry himself like a rookie. He doesn't look overwhelmed being out in front of a big audience. He looks comfortable in what he's doing. It would be awesome to see that, but, I mean, it won't happen, mind you, but it would be incredible to see a guy that's been around 2-3 weeks do that. So.
What, win the Royal Rumble?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, not a chance in hell.
Mm.
I mean...
But boy, would that be impressive, though. But I'm thinking since they have him, taking out the Batista, well, going with the Batista similarities, they don't need Batista anymore. If this guy can show he can talk, they don't need him.
Oh, no.
So.
Plus, there is no way that Mason Ryan can get injured nearly as much.
Right, right. Yeah, well, let's hope not. Jesus.
He was Ezekiel Jackson was born in Guyana, South America, which is on the northern side by I don't know which one's Venezuela or Colombia or something.
Okay,
like that.
No, yeah, all right, cool.
And grew up in Harlem.
Oh, all right.
Yep. So yeah, that could be why he has an accent.
Yeah. It'll be fun to see Big Show get eliminated because they always make a big deal out of it.
You've always got to think that Big Show's the favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, every year.
Yeah, exactly.
Andre the Giant was the favorite for most of my childhood.
Yeah. Yeah, so no, they always have a fun way of getting rid of him. I always like when they mention Kane's record. It'd be fun to see Kane break the record, though, just for fun.
Oh, what, tossing even more people this
year?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
This is like adding two games to the NFL season. Do the stats really count when you have an extra 10 people to chuck out?
Yeah, well, if only if he does it before number 30. Just like when Mark McGwire broke the home run record, his was better than Roger Maris's because he did it
before 154.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So... But all right, well, let's wrap this up. I mean, we could go on and on about the Royal Rumble, but we spent way too much time talking about Dolph Ziggler's name, kids and crippled kids and boxcars and divas.
The surprises for coming back are almost all injury guys.
Mm-hmm.
You said Bourne, I said Triple H.
Yeah, there's no free agents out there, unless Ric Flair needs some more money, and they get him to come in. all right, let's head out of here. We'll be back.
Alrighty.
We'll be back actually going to try and do a review show.
On Monday. I guess that was the other reason why I wanted to get this done today, so that we could pimp the review show on Monday.
Yes. And I think we're going to have a nostalgia show this weekend, too. Dusty didn't seem to know anything about it, so I guess we'll see.
So Eric was planning on doing it by himself.
So Eric's going to be talking to his edition of the 1997 Royal Rumble and going, hey, this is really cool. So, I'm going to check out. Thanks for listening, and I'll get back in with you Monday.
Okie doke, grandkids. Well, for the Royal Rumble and for Guyana, South America, I'm going to go find some beer from Argentina.